The southern San Joaquin Valley is preparing for the week that everyone has been expecting. Rising temperatures in the Sierra Nevada mountains are beginning to melt an historically heavy snowpack. That has state agencies, local water districts, and some communities like Allensworth scrambling to manage the floodwaters. UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain said as much in his blog.
The big melt is now here. This is that week we were wondering all season, said there would eventually be some week between about March and May when the rate of snowmelt dramatically increased, either due to a heat wave or a late season warm storm. I think this is probably that week now.
The State Department of Water Resources held a briefing on its activities regarding the threat of major flooding in the Tulare Lake Basin. Brian Ferguson of the California Office of Emergency Services emphasized the importance of a coordinated response involving local, state, and federal agencies.
The idea is that we are making future decisions in a manner that prioritizes public safety and considers the regional aspect of all four counties and is made in a holistic way that takes into account the needs of the entire region. So we're not going to have one county take an action that floods another county, or one entity take an action that puts another entity at risk. We want to make a series of decisions that protect the best interest of all those involved and overall protect life and property in the region.
Ferguson noted the multifaceted efforts at the state and local levels to keep water from flooding communities in harm's way.
You know, there's water jujitsu happening of, flowing with the water to put it where it needs to be, but also at the same time, understanding what are the emergency protective measures we as a state, along with our local and federal counterparts, can do to help protect these communities.
Part of the strategy is to redirect floodwaters into groundwater recharge basins. Agencies like the Fresno Irrigation District will be pumping water out of river channels onto land so that it can sink into some of the state's depleted aquifers. Paul Goslin is Deputy Director of the State Groundwater Management Office.
Since the January floods, we have initiated efforts to contact and coordinate with approximately 108 permitted recharge facilities and water banks, and to coordinate reservoir releases and flood releases with those entities to ensure that they're able to divert those flood flows into their recharge basins to help minimize impacts downstream.
Ferguson explained the complexity of decisions involved in planning the tactics state agencies will employ in keeping floodwaters under a semblance of control.
Where are the areas where we should put swift water vehicles? Where is the critical infrastructure that may need to be mitigated, whether it's something like a water treatment plant to protect that infrastructure, or a waste site like there's fertilizer factories there. There's also certainly a lot of oil interest being in this part of the world. And so by having the same data, it allows us to kind of understand and map the risk and also do proactive emergency response.
Tulare Basin communities like Corcoran, Alpaw, and Allensworth are at the highest risk of flooding. They're not only contending with raging water. Corporate entities like the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad and massive farming outfits like J.G. Boswell have been looking after their own interests. Governor Gavin Newsom was in the Tulare Lake Basin with state and local officials. He assured residents of the region that the state will be attentive to their needs in the long haul.
What is, I think, significant for people that are not here in this part of the state is that you can look at a scene like this and think the worst is going to recede, that the worst is behind us, when in fact, quite the contrary. Every day you're seeing incremental half inch, an inch of more water, new water present itself here in this basin. And as a consequence, we not only need to maintain our vigilance, but we can't be impatient in terms of the impending floods and the damage that will occur here in a very short order.
Tekoa Kadar is president of the Allensworth Progressive Association, a community development group. He tried to explain to Newsom the actual and imminent threat to people living in the region.
One of the points that I made very clear to him is we are the high spot in the lowlands, you know, so there's really no point for them to really even be here besides the fact that you have mega farmers that are forcing water in direction that it doesn't naturally go, you know, which is why we're in the potential of flooding. And situations like that need to be mitigated, because this is going to continue to happen. You know, this water is going to flood all the way to Tulare if you allow the farmers to occupy the lowest points of this lake bed. You're going to create an entirely new lake, and you're going to flood out cities.
Kadara told KPFA News that Allensworth has done everything it can to protect the town. That includes sandbagging around homes and stocking up on food, water, and critical necessities that have been provided by the Red Cross and others over the past several weeks. Now, they are waiting to see where the water will flow as the snow melts through the spring and summer. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.